Here we go.
Okay, thank you. Let me get that little thing out of the way so I can see. We'll call this meeting to order at 4:01. Could we have a roll call, please?
Karen Bounce.
Here.
Kevin Latos.
Present.
Tammy Kraus.
Here.
Josh Short.
Here.
I'm Stacey Bush on IHLS.
I'm Leslie Bednar, IHLS, and we also have from IHLS.
Bill Trevino.
Thank you.
We also have another board member.
Okay.
Want to state your name?
Ann Chandler.
Thank you. All right, do we have any public comment?
I was just a couple of things, and then I'm going to move on, but I was glad to see that you are actually considering a evaluation tool. I think it's very important. Hopefully, the evaluation tool will be based on the job description and be evidence-based. I do feel, though, with this, just from what I've observed, is that the board needs training on how to evaluate. I think that's going to be a key element to be as objective as possible. Also, one of the things is the operation plan is always approved before the director's evaluation is done. So any goals is kind of after the fact instead of within the operation plan. So maybe if it's with connected with the job description, that'll help clear that up. And then the other comment I had is after the last one, we were told we would hear what the goals were going to be for the director, and we weren't at the July meeting. And I realized that was just there was transition there, but perhaps that could happen at our August meeting. So that was my public comment. I think it's important, and I'm glad to see that you're doing this.
Okay, thank you. Was that all you had?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on to new business and the executive director evaluation tool.
So we called this meeting together so that Jill Trevino can show you the software application that we use in-house for our staff. It's called TeamFlect. It is part of Microsoft Office. And so that was the intent of our meeting today, was just to give you a preview of that
Okay.
and answer some questions for you or ask questions.
Great. I can bring that up here on my screen. Just give me one moment and I will share my screen. And here. Okay, let me go into, I'm going to go into the mock review that I put in for Leslie. So I'm going to all reviews here. Okay, hold on one second. I'm going to have to move the screen here. Okay, so I'm going to go in here. And what I did was I set up the review as it is today. So I didn't make it kind of like our staff reviews because Leslie is reviewed just a little differently than we are as staff. But you can see here that there's a picture of Leslie. The reviewer is indicated as Karen Bounce as the board president. It tells you the review period here would be now this mock review is from October or for the quarter two. And it says October 1st to December 31st, as that is the quarter two evaluation period. Leslie would give herself review, and that would be done by the 29th, just because the 31st falls on a Sunday. And then the review, actual review date, which would be the date that Karen would meet. Or Karen would go in and take all of the scores from the board members on the review and incorporate that into this document here. And then it would be finalized by January the 11th. So this just kind of helps you stay on track And it also sends you messages and it says, hey, you know, Leslie, your review is due by the 29th. And then it will send a message to Karen saying, hey, Karen, don't forget, you've got to go in and review Leslie. And here's the date that it's due by. So what I did here was just put quarter two executive review, put the rating codes that are currently on the actual review that you all completed last year. And this is just a mock-up. You all can change this to what however you see fit. So if we go down here, goals in the review period. So I just entered a fake goal in here. So that's why you just see this. You see Leslie here. So Leslie can add goals and Karen, you can add goals during the review period as well. So I just put a fake one in here that IHLS is staffed according to Illinois State Library standards. And then if you click on this, Leslie can go in and she can actually update her progress throughout this review period time. So I went in here and fake updated it and said, she's about 50% complete. You know, she recruited the delivery and facilities director internally. So that way something is on there. So anytime that Leslie makes an update to that particular goal or makes progress to that goal, she can indicate that information in here. And Karen, you'll get that information updated. And it will say, oh, she made progress to the goal, or when she's totally completed, she can go, it can go ahead and say, hey, Leslie Bednar has completed her goal for this period. So you can find all of the details in here. You can close the goal. Karen, you can add new goals on there. Leslie can add new goals. It's kind of however you all see fit as far as what works best for you evaluating Leslie.
Okay.
So I'm going to go into here. Now this other one, I'm just going to put, I put job performance, and I just added two of those nine goals that you currently have listed for her on the FY 2023 evaluation. Again, this can be changed if you decide, hey, you know what, maybe those goals aren't what we really are looking for. Maybe we want to do something a little different, or as we know with any company, things could change quickly, and maybe you're going to add a new goal in there, or maybe a plan that was going to originally be developed, something happened and we decided, you know what, we're not going to move forward with this implementation. And all that information can be communicated here. So what happens is once Leslie does her self-evaluation, then Karen gets to go ahead and add in the evaluation for that she feels fit, as well as any 360 reviews that are given by other board members. So if you go down here, I use Josh as my example today. Thank you, Josh, for participating. I appreciate it. So I sent Josh a little message that just basically said, hey, can you provide 360 feedback for Leslie Bednar? Now, Josh, when you received that, was that just an email link or did it take you directly to Teams?
So it was an email that opened up my Teams because I had some prior use for Teams for IHLS on my computer. It opened Teams and then TeamFlex was within that. So
okay.
I think I would have had the options to open the web version if I hadn't had Teams available.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. That's what I was curious because I couldn't assign it to myself being I was the one making this review. So it wouldn't allow me to do any type of feedback. And then I had Heather, who is my helper here in human resources. I had her go ahead and fill it out. So we can see here, here's Josh's review that he filled out. It goes by the standards that we designated. Can you see that okay? Do you need me to make that a little bit bigger?
A little bigger would be helpful.
A little bigger. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, Zoom not making me. Hold on one second. Sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Here it is.
Better. Thank you.
A little bit better. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. So Josh filled this out, and I just based it on that communications, that very first area, and the rating, using the same ratings that you all used for 2023. Again, we don't have to use those ratings. We don't have to use those same goals. It's whatever you all deem appropriate. That is the best thing about TeamFlect, is it allows us to customize it to what we want and to what we want to evaluate anybody on. So that's why we can kind of take and make Leslie's review a little different, because hers is quite different, because she has, you know, Karen as her ultimate boss, but she also has 14 other board members too that she addresses. So when Josh went in, he just put excellent, and then he just made a little comment there. It tells you the information. Now, we can make this directly like the review that Karen would fill out. So Karen, you can compare apples to apples and look at the different ratings for each area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier, and everything is in one place. That's what I like the best. So Karen, if you ever have meetings with Leslie, like one-on-one meetings, mm-hmm. going over goals, you can actually do a one-on-one meeting within the Teams application, and it'll actually pull up and show it in here in the TeamFlex side. So you don't have to remember all the meetings that you had during that quarter for Leslie. Everything will just pull up and put it in there. And then if you have notes at the very end, hey, we talked about this, this is kind of what our goal is, you can kind of put some updates in there. And that's totally optional. You don't have to get that detail. So it's not meant to be overwhelming. It's a great place for all the information to be in one place, if that makes sense. So we go down here, and it'll show the different feedback. So the different 360 feedback. There's also a new feature in TeamFlect that it says external feedback. I have to look more into that to see what all that involves. They literally just rolled that out. But I think that TeamFlect is pretty user-friendly when it comes to rating folks and putting information down. And then you can review results here. You can make information. It's not going to give you anything because Leslie didn't do her self-evaluation. Once she does her self-evaluation, information will be summarized here in this review results. So you'll get to see a summary of how she feels she did. And then Karen, you'll get to enter the information in on how you and the board members feel she did. And then you can, have the two all in one document.
Okay.
So that's kind of just a very brief 101, if you will. Does anybody have any questions for me?
I probably will, excuse me, goodness. I probably will later, but I don't at this time.
Yeah. And I'll be more than happy to kind of do some training with you all. If we want to meet up for 30 minutes and I can go through and walk through all the steps once we finalize what you all want them to be, mm-hmm. That's really easy. I'm more than happy to take you through those steps. And that way you can make sure you understand it, and also that the pertinent information is on the review. Now, I definitely recommend quarterly. I know you all do it annually, so it's up to you whether or not you decide how to go about doing the actual review. But quarterly is really great, because then Leslie's not stuck on 6:30 going, oh, okay, I was supposed to do that. You know, it shows the communication channel. If you do it quarterly, you're having conversations, you're setting expectations, just like you would with any other individual that you actually manage. That's the most important piece of this TeamFlect, is that it is creating those conversations, and it is allowing you to document those conversations. So that way there's no gray area. You can say, well, we talked about this on X date, and Leslie, you've completed this. It's the end of the quarter. Or, hey, you know what? We had a lot change. It was a system issue. The Illinois State Library didn't approve something. So now we're going to take this goal And we're going to put it on the quarter three goals instead of just the quarter two. So it'll allow for that communication to happen. And then when it comes time to do each review, you both have the appropriate information. So Leslie knows what's expected of her. You all talk about what those expectations should be, and then you document them here. And then there's an official record. The really neat thing too about TeamFlect is you can sign this review via digitally. So at the very end, Karen can sign it. It's digitally and it goes right into Leslie's file. So then that way it's an official performance appraisal documentation.
Okay.
So I hope that helps a little bit just to kind of understand TeamFlect and what its capabilities are, because they are pretty much endless. I mean, it's whatever you all dream up as far as what it should be and what you want to evaluate Leslie on. And also the goals for Leslie too, because Leslie has that contribution as well. So she's giving you goals and you're giving her goals and you all are meeting in the middle.
Well, this I can see will be helpful by the time we get to the end of the year. We don't have to try and cram all 1 year in one.
Yes, one right. Absolutely.
Document.
And remember all those conversations from that time period, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'll need to look at this a bit, and I'm sure I'll have some questions for you, but.
Yeah, and Karen, you actually have access, like you can go in because you're designated as her supervisor. You okay. can kind of go in and look at this at any time.
Okay.
So, and feel free to reach out to me too if you have any questions. I'll be more than happy to walk you through it.
Oh, believe me, I will.
Yes, and we'll figure it out together, all of us, and make okay. sure that we're all on the same page, because that's the ultimate goal.
So the first time this will come up will be the second quarter, October to December.
That would be ideal, absolutely.
Okay. All righty. Well, the board will have to have some instruction on this also.
Yeah, and I'll be more than happy to walk through some training, give you guys some screenshots, whatever it is you need. I can do one-on-one. You just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to help.
All right.
Well, thank you all for listening to me. Anybody else have any questions? No? Okay. Well, then I will let you all get to the rest of your executive meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let me get back to my. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Well, that was basically our business for this meeting. Do any of the rest of you have any comment on that? I mean, obviously, the board's going to have to get some information about this too, but.
I found it really easy to use. Like it, okay. like once I got the email, it opened right up in right into Teams, and it was really no different overall on my side of it as it would be to do, you know, the doodle poll or whatever, SurveyMonkey, whatever we do. It's mm-hmm. pretty user friendly.
Okay, good. Well, we'll have to have it
pretty much in line with what I do for work. You okay. know, for my job, I mean, very, very similar. So I like okay. it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Tammy, any comment? Nope, not yet anyway. All right. I guess we will, if nobody else has anything else, we will move on to public comment again. Hearing none. Are there any announcements? Okay, looks like we're down to adjournment. Someone want to make that motion?
You have it.
I'll second.
It's going to be a race. Okay, we have a motion and a second for adjournment. So since we don't have to do a roll call for this, so I will just say meeting adjourned.
All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.